Where do you work? Mr. Haffi, your left tag? Your left tag? Tag? Where do you work? Gentech? It's better to chat to you about that than we should make fun of our wives. You know what I mean? We don't want to make the wives the butt of the joke. I know where you got. No, tag was even though he had a leather jacket, he still had a coat. Okay, you ready to roll? Deborah!
Next page.
Okay. Okay, Zakti Gemara. Elu ne'marim echal lashon. These are things that can be said in all languages. Now, I just want to go back. I want to go back one thing yesterday. That when we learned the Gemara says the pasuk of. When the pasuk says. After Rochai El Panavichiach, the pastor of the chapel was bothering me that the morning. So people said I wasn't clear. So Lamaisa, if you look in the ear, when you look in the ear, in ear, it says loy without. That's what it says. If you look at the Chumash brings it out, Kri and Ksiv, like we have in all, you know, all over the Chumash. It's expired everywhere, all over the place. But in the Chumash, it's loy with aleph. Now, the question is loy with aleph, is it kri and ksiv, or is it just kri, but ksiv is really, oh, forget it, is it ksiv, but kri is really different. Then the Gemara takes the next level, that even if you hold its kri and ksiv together, it still doesn't matter, because loy can mean either way. That's what I'm doing. Well, I'm sure that's what the chapel understood, but I guess everybody else, you know. Elu nemarim v'chal lashon.
Who says you don't get
apartments? Elu nemarim v'chal lashon. Last night was pizza, Baruch Hashem. Oh.
We know.
Elu nemarim v'chal lashon. Dok de Gemara. Mishnah. Parsha Sota. Parsha Sota says in all languages. Vidu Meiser is that they used to say, Bi'arta Kareshna Ba'ash, it was a special Vidu that you said, and you said on the third and seventh year, and you said it in Eretz Yisrael, the last day of Pesach. So you have time to third and seventh, I think.
Seventh is Shnita.
Sorry, fourth and seventh. Fourth and seventh. After the third, at the end of the third, end of the sixth, at the end of the seventh. I thought it was the end of the third, fourth, and seventh, but okay. What? So what? You have food before. I'm pretty sure Mishnah is that I still says Ruby and Shri, but okay. We'll look it up.
We'll have to wait for the fourth time, I guess.
I thought I saw fourth and seventh. I mean, it's for sure after the third. It's not the third. It's definitely after the third. Right, so what is that? That's after the third year.
It's after the third.
Maybe that's why it's fourth and seventh.
After the third, after the sixth.
Okay, I'll look it up soon. I'll look it up soon.
Didn't do it by then.
Okay, so what's the Ikka then? 3 and 6? At the end of 3 and the end of 6. Buy then. So you're still eating the stuff. That's how you do it the latest possible time. You. No, you're saying that You will be out of your eyes on that.
You have to. That's what he's.
The last possible moment is the fourth, the end of the Pesach, the last day of Pesach, the fourth, last day of Pesach, the seventh. That's the last possible moment you could do it. Okay, so you're both right. Very good. If you don't say Vidu?
Wait till you do Yerushalmi.
I don't know. Kriya Shema, so Pash Saita, Vidya Meiser, Kriya Shema, Vetrilo, and Trilo will be Samozan, and we take Samozan, but Shua Saidus when a guy made a Shua that he was on Aidus and he was wrong, Shua Sat Kadan. Again, he says he doesn't have it, and he comes out to be a lawyer. They find it, they slug him up.
No,
he swears that I was the Picardon, right? So you're lying that you don't have a Shavuos, that you don't have Avis.
Okay.
You're wrong, right? No?
Yeah. I think the Roman Avis made it up.
You're saying
no. You're masking at the end.
You're masking at the end. That's where you bring a carbon.
Testimony. You withheld testimony.
Ve'elim. So those things are all said v'chalosh. Ve'elim. That's v'chalosh. Now the pasha was saying is v'chalosh in the mission is elim amar v'chalosh. Tosfos has different gears. So Tosfos elim amar bil shayna. Bil shayna. Upirish kol adam bil shayna yishu shanea. Lafuke, lemada shayna v'loshim parsi, and many shaymoi, avuchol loshim mashim ben shemea, umar loy mashma. So he takes out loshim el bil shayna. Now, yeah, so this is a big, this is a very big sugya. This is a very big sugya because the next Tosfos says, Kriya Shema v'Tefila, Tosfos says, Tema, Amai Shire Howl the Kiddush Shel Shabbos, or Birchas HaPeres, or Birchas HaMitzvos. Why is that not included in Mishnah? So Tosfos at the end says, near the Hanis,
you could say before.
No, yeah. Why shouldn't it be? So Tosfos is saying that the reason is because the Hanis and Mar B'chol Oshin Afila Eni Shemeh. Elkoch Loi Damu Lahari Mastisa and Mar B'chol Oshin. But the Be'er Halacha learns, the Be'er Halacha says that this that we say, you could say B'chol Lashon, is only Bil Shoinoi, only if the country speaks that language. Because I can't daven in French now, even if I understand French in America. No, Spanish is not the language of Medina. You can daven in English.
That's the joke.
Or they daven in Russian. Those are transliteration of Russian. It means that it's Baruch, but written out of Russian.
They're not transliterated.
I think that's how he says Kaddish. Yeah.
He says it by heart.
In Belmont, they had the Sidurim transliterated Sidurim. It was Baruch, Ata.
English or English?
English. No, but you're allowed to daven in English in America. Pashtus. That's the language. If you understand it, it's language. Now, Lashon Kodesh is special. Lashon Kodesh was, the Mishpura says, the Malachim speak it, and the Abishu created Lashon Kodesh, and it's a holy language. So, Lashon Kodesh, you don't have to understand anything. You can daven Lashon Kodesh, you're good to go. You don't need the art school.
What's the change here in
Tosfos though?
Because
in the
understand?
Now, the Sefer Chassidim brings down that this whole thing, the Yigdamar and Alosh, has to be a translation is done correctly. That's why we have article. Because you have a translation. Tefillah, the Ashikas Adom, Sakan Tefillah, and it's specific. It's not, you can't just translate, you know, the idea of Tefillah. It has to be a translation that's befitting for the words that what's called. And I so brought down, there's a Sefer Machne Yisrael of Mechav Tzchaim, that he wrote for people in the war. It's a very chashuv sefer. I started looking at it last night. I don't know. I never saw it before. And he brings down over there. He brings down. He's trying to give Klai Yisrael chizuk if they get captured by the army. But to go on your own volition, nobody would do that. But he says that if somebody fell b'shevi, somebody obviously was captured. So he says he should not get tzbrochim. He should be mispal. And he says even if it's not the time for tefillah, he should just doesn't have to daven with the lashon of tefillah. He should just daven with his heart. And he says there's three things that are very important to daven, and that's how your tefillahs will be answered. He says doesn't have to be esrei, but you can daven anytime you want. You should daven with lashon kodesh. If that's the lashon that's murgul, that's the best lashon davening. He says, and the ikur is you should have, it should be from Eimek Alev, come from the heart. And you should be mechaven, that it should be Eretz Yisrael, which is, and then goes to the Kodesh Kedoshim. You should be mechaven that area. And he says, the last thing is, you should try to cry. Try to get yourself to cry. I know Moshe is hard for you to cry, but this is what I was thinking when I saw this.
Don't get captured.
He says, "Shai demoiz leninelu, shai demoiz leninelu," and he says, "No question that if you do these three things, tefillahs will be answered." That's what he says. Very, very, very interesting thing. Now you understand.
Past
24 hours, you can. Valen and Marin, are you ready? Valen and Marin, or when are you going? Can you do for a visit there, no? Valen and Marin, Milosha Kodesh. We took my people who daven over there. What was yesterday morning? Oh, it's fine.
He's going to get put by a pick somewhere.
A pick, not a pick. Ve'elan Amar, Ve'elosh HaKadosh. Indeed, it said, Losh HaKadosh. Mikra Bikurim. You say, Aram Yoy V'Davi. That whole saga. V'Chalitza. Chalitza is that if you don't want to do Yibam, you do Chalitza. You had that. Reuven's not here today. Brachas V'Klalos. Brachas calls it some Har Grizim and Har Evil. It's a little schwer because it's not negayah. The only time you did this is by Hagriz Ma'evel. Bechlan not negayah today. All these other things are negayah. Chalitza, Bikurim, Hagriz Ma'evel. They say that you learn out stuff from there. So Mela, that's why we say it. Okay.
When do we say it? Besides
well, brachas and clothes?
Yeah.
They said it by Hagriz Ma'evel.
I understand. So that,
but that's it. That's what referring to them.
It's only them.
Yeah, no, that's the kasha. What's the negayah?
I understand.
Sha'amun Yeshua v'Yisrael b'Hagiz Ma'arevo. And the Mishnah even goes through a whole long gazach about what it was. The Mishnah really elaborates. I mean, it lives on all of them, but this one, not gave a chalak. From there, you learn how. Yeah, it's a source. Chalitza brachas brachas kainim, right? The cats. And Gary. Brachas kainim. And Barry. And Barry. The brick is going. Or if Gary go up on the stage, you'll be able to hear him. He stands all the way to the left side, but you're able to see. Him and Singer are both Kahana.
Oh, Gary.
The Parashat Melech.
Oh, you
didn't mean to say that? The Parashat Melech is that the king says a bracha by Hakel. We'll see later on. The Parashat Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is where you find a dead guy, you don't know where it came from. So they give a whole, they say a whole thing that we're not responsible. When he speaks to the nation, he says, "Shema Yisrael, to create my yom." He warns the people who are newly married, don't go out. The whole nine guys. Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. Now the Mishnah goes through each one. Ketzad. Vanisa Vamarta, Lefnasham Lakacha, Balahal, and I remember, Anu Alvim, Malaham, Bloshan Kodesh, Avkam, Bloshan Kodesh. Anu Alvim is the Pasik of Hagriz Marevo. That's what I'm saying. You learn out from there a lot. So maybe that's why we tell, but really it's not relevant. Yeah. Chalitza Ketzad, Vansa Vamra, Balahal, and I remember, Anu Alvim, Vamru, Malaham, Bloshan Kodesh, Avkam, Bloshan Kodesh again. So he learns it out. Brachas the klolos. What's his brachas klolos? Spoke about Hagriz Marevo. When they passed the Yarden, they passed it. Bo, well, Hagriz and Marevo, I was there. She be shamron. She be sad. Shchem. She eats all in the marriage. Shnema aloi hema be'ever yad. La'al and aimer be'yav rabbi. It's a makom. Ad makom shchem. Ad elin mayra. We have a tushdal ma'elin mayra. Hamul la'al and shchem. Elon Mora, Amr Khan, Shem, Mr. Garvey, to have a map. Shisham Shvatim, all the Rosh Hagizim. Shisha Shvatim, all the Rosh Hagizim. Six Shvatim went up, it was 12 Shvatim, six went up on Hagizim. Shisha Shvatim, all the Rosh Hagizim. 13.
Yes, it was two. Otherwise, how do you have the guy in the middle?
We're
in the bottom.
Vakahanim, Alvim, Vahoran. Vakahanim, Valvim.
Right.
Maybe it's in the middle. But it's in the middle. The Kahanim Alvin va Aaron they stand in the middle. You guys, number 22. The Emza Lamata, the Emza. The Kahanim Akibnas Aaron they surround the Aaron. Valvim as the Kahanim and the Levim. Surround the Kahanim, the Chol Yisrael, the Kahanim, everybody's around it. It's a nice little matzah. Shnei Mechol Yisrael was Kena, Veshoyter, Veshoyter, Oynu, Mezeh, Ozeh, Le'orah. So, Hafku Paneim, Klat Bahar Gizim, they turned their face, turned their attention to the screens of the Bahar Gizim. Upasku, Bracha, Baruch, Ish, Shliyasa, Pesam, Aseka, Ve'elu, Elu, Anu, Amin. Hafku Paneim, Klat Bahar Evel, Upasku, Bekola, Oru, Ish, Shliyasa, Pesam, Aseka, Ve'elu, Elu, Anu, Amin. Achigurim, Bracha, Veklos. That's what it was. Va'achakak, Abius, Avonim, they brought those famous rocks. Ubanu was on his back. They plastered them with plaster. The kosel was called divatar b'shem losh. Shnei bar heitev ba'er heitev. They took the stones. It was 12 stones, right? 12 stones. 13. I think it was 12 stones. Okay. Thank you for making us laugh. And they would do 70 languages. That is what they wrote on this farm, on these stones. Ba'er heite the rasag. I think it's rasag. The rasag. I don't know what it is. The Yashu brings it down. That was only Tarag mitzvahs.
It was
without the psukim, just Tarag mitzvahs. That's what he says. And I saw also somebody brings down Ba'er Hetev. Brings down
Misha Be'er Fetaha.
The Marsha says, why do you write the Torah in 70 languages? Because he says, because it says Ba'er Heitev. Ba'er Heitev means that you want that everybody should be able to see the Torah. You want all the other nations to be able to know what it says in the Torah. That's why he wrote in 70 languages. The Tosfos Yontif says, very interesting, he says no. There's no reason for it. Ba'er Heitev. Ba'er Heitev means, say it clear. Now we have no reason because we want the other nations to see it. Stop. Ba'er Heitev. That's the Gzeres Kosov. It was in 7 languages, but it wasn't because we want the nation to see, like the Marshal says. It was just the Xerxes Kosov.
Are these the Dead Sea Scrolls?
I don't
know.
It was stone. It was in Gilgal. That's what Rashi says. In Gilgal. Yeah, but Lunam and Kaimon, based on Lunam, the Loinam, the Gilgal, Shama Kimusavon. When
they, where are they now?
That's what it says.
Oh, where they are now?
Gilgal. No.
No, love wasn't
Harlem. Love wasn't Harlem.
That's what you're talking
about. Okay. Right, he was by the lady, the salt I saw with Lloyd's wife, that stuff. Parsha Saita, Zeh Shavuot. Parsha Saita, Menelon. How do you know Parsha Saita? The Chsiv, Amar HaKayin, the Isha, B'chol Loshin Shuan. Any Loshin? Turn about him. Mashmina Isa, B'chol Loshin Shamas. Whichever way she hears it, Amai Isha Isa, of Amai Isha Isa, on what she drinks and why she drinks, what she drinks to Joseph and David. Because the guy told you don't be a no good nick. The steer and she has Aiden that she was went into Yichud. She drinks it with a earthenware jug. It's a big come over. What's ba'inus? Chara ba'inus. You don't drink Rhinus. The Shaggy go amazing, but I know some rats. So you're saying the same?
It's only going to work if it was permitted.
All the Abram know is that you went in.
Right. There's a big thing over here about Oinus. They bring up from a Simcha, a very big Kiddush. I saw it brought down like three different swarm. That, my simcha has a chiddush that if someone goes into yichud willingly, then he's not an oinus. Means even if you somebody who's ma'anus you afterwards, are you going in? It's also pshia of sefer ba'inus. That kind of thing, you're at fault. That's called amazing. You can't say even if someone has edus that you that they're ma'anus. He says even if the edus after someone was ma'anus you over there. Because you went in to cause yourself violence, he brings down a story from I think he brings from Shulchan Aruch that there was a lady who was Yach with two men, and then one of the men was Ma'anasa, and she was screaming the whole time. The guy tried saving her, but he couldn't. And it's not called Oinus. It wasn't called Oinus. They passed. She's not an Oinus. She wasn't Oinus because she went in Yichud with both people, and they uproots him. That's how he brings down. They uproots him, so male. They she wasn't allowed to go in with them, and she went in. So then you can't come afterwards and say the guy was ma'anus. If you're a no good nick,
you're confusing him.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a measure. I don't know where it is. I have to look it up.
Who's brought that?
No, I saw it in the Eliyashiv and in the Ali Be'er and the books as well. Very simple, we don't want that. It should be if it doesn't work, means we have to know all the for the people around her, right? The people around her. Because if you don't speak it out, then what's going on? This juice doesn't work. What kind of juice is this? Joseph David juice works. It's when you drink it, boom. It's garbage. It's a Shaila. I saw two ways. Rash is her. Right. Somebody says not that.
Come by the store. Come by my neighborhood. I'll get you.
No, we're about to see him. It's going to be this place. All the cider juice. Different recipes for cider. Vidu Meiser, Menelon. Vidu Meiser, Menelon, the Siv. What's Vidu Meiser? Bamarto, Lefne Hashem, Lekecha, be Arti Akoshin Abayas. Yelav Amira, Mesota. Bechalosh and Shehu. That's how we learn. So let the Gemara. Tanya, very, very important Gemara over there. When you say shvach, you say it in a low, faint voice. The genusa I call ram. You say genusa, you say call ram. Shvacha b'kol namach min vidu yamaiser, and genusa karam and mikru bikurim. Mikru bikurim is a Rami Yehuda David. The genusa b'kol ram, genusa b'kol ram, mikru bikurim. The genusa b'kol ram, v'amar b'yeh. First of all, genusa b'kol ram. You're saying a gnos b'torah. That the right thing that halacha v'amar yachshim ben yochi. Remah tiknu tefila b'lachash. Why we say tefila b'lachash? Kadesh loy levai shavu avera. We don't want to embarrass the people who do avera. Guys, davening Hashem, forgive me on my sin. Can't have everybody hear it. The Torah did not make a difference in the Beis Hamikdash. We bring the chatas oilo. We didn't single out the chatas. We didn't say you stand here. Like when I was a kid, it was very offensive to go to the mikvah on Erev Yontif. Because it's the issue. Balbas, okay, $7. Yeshiva guy, $2. It's offensive. Today they changed that. But it means it was a different place for oilo chatas. You remember, Machi? You remember? Now it's a style. Look like, yeah, David.
It's the only segregation he knows.
When I was a kid, that was it. Like, I was embarrassed going to mikvah. I used to like try hard. Yeah, you know what I mean? No, I was a fat kid. I was always double.
You needed two towels.
With the towel, without a towel. Disaster. Woo! Okay. You guys have no idea.
Yeah.
I never got to hear. So Gemara is like this. So you see clear that in Beis Hamikdash there was no separation. There was no disgruntledness. Now, Rashi is interesting. Marsha asks, good question. He said, what are you talking about? We have a Gemara in Brachas. Next to the Gemara in Brachas that Hashver mentioned, Rabbi Shapiro, the Mashkiach. It says over there, I'm a shmiya koil to all. Sorry, I raise him a tani amona. That if you say loud, you're tani amona. Don't do the loy levayish. So he says, no. Hashem can't listen, so you have to say it loud. So you're not allowed to have a loud. It's like shtickle, like you don't believe that Hashem can hear. So he says, no. Right, I mean, before there's the takana that you can't daven loud, there's nothing wrong with davening loud. After this takana chachamim, they shouldn't daven loud for the vayish. So by you davening loud, you're saying, oh, I don't believe the takana, like it's like obviously Hashem can't hear. That's where the problem lies. You got it? Okay, you guys are like on a side giggle over there or something. Who? Wait. Yes, the Mars Kasha. That's a 2,000-year-old Kasha. Yeah. You know what? It would have been good if the guy from Tam was here today. Because you have to say, Shkaka Protus. Okay. Shall I call it Kasha Makam and Kasha Oila? Well, I expect the Gemara, but it could dumb him. But we have this Kasha, 2,000-year-old Kasha. Dam Khantas Lamilo, Dam Oilamato. Only the Kohen knows. But tomorrow, what are you talking about? Yikachat is nekeva, and oil is ochem. Everybody knows different animal. You see the whole insides. Hasam mechasim alia. You know the tail. You don't see tail covers it. The tail covers it. Yeah, but the tail covers it. There's some different area. Chatz and oil is what happened. Stone and Dova and Chatz. So where it says,
no,
you can see from far away. You see the tail. You see the see what's going on under the tail. Where it says, you have a tail. If you have a tail, you don't see.
Yeah.
Tenach Kivsa. Seira Michael Mema. Well, Seira doesn't have a tail. So what are you going to do then? You guys don't know that, but I'm just telling you about it. Hasam, Iu the Kamiksa Nafshe. That's your problem. You should wear a kisser. You don't want to bother. So you want to go. What do you mean? By avodas chacham, you bring a seira. Over there, it doesn't help to bring a kisser. Michael, Moshe says, no. Over there, we want you to be embarrassed. So over there, you went overboard. It's over there, tremendous einish. So you need more kapara. So over there, part of the kapara is the busha. But a regular Avera, you can get away with just bringing a carbon quiet. Nobody's going to bother. Zok, the Gemara, right there, a little more. So Kriyishma, Menolon, let's say Shema Yisrael. A few stuff that I forgot. Okay. Menalon of Siv, Shema Yisrael b'cholosh zat Shemea. Tanabonon, Kriya Shema k'chsova. The way it's read. Divrei Rebbe, Chomayim Rim, b'cholosh. Any language. Use the article. My time to Rebbe, I'm a krova. How are you? I'll be asking you. Rabbanon, what does Rabbanon do with that? I'm a krova. Shema, k'chsova zat Shemea. Any language that you hear. Rabbanon, Naam Yatsiv, how are you? What do they do with that? How shall you cram afraid? Don't read it backwards. The one pasuk ahead. Don't read Vahayim Shemaya before Vahafta. Sometimes it happens. You get like real tired. Rabbi, Shalei Kuran, my friend, Minole. Nafle, Midvarim, Hadvar. Rabbanon, Dvarim, Adonai, Mahash. We doesn't dash in that. That's not a good enough thing. Rabbi, Naam Yatsiv Shema. Ahum Boile, Lashmiel, Ozcho, Seifi, Irish, be able to hear it. Masha, Tomet, Zepicho. Rabbanon, doesn't mean it just means. Rabbanon, Savi, Lo, Kamad, Omar, Akoy, Shema, Lashmiel, Ozne, Yotso. He owes Yotso, Lema, Ksav, Rabbi. Call a Torah, Bechalosh, Nemo. So Rabbi says, I'm going to prove to you that the whole Torah was Kolosh Nemra. These are the Bolosh HaKadosh Nemra. Vahayu, the Kotzach Man Alam Elis. What do you need Vahayu for? If everything was written in Bolosh HaKadosh, what do you Vahayu telling you? Itzich, so much as no, you have no Raya. Itzich, which is Chsiv Shema. That's why it says Vahayu. Lay Mekseb Rabban, and call it Tarku, Bolosh HaKadosh Nemra. These are the Kolosh Shema, the Kotzach Man Alam Elis. So much as no, again, you don't have Raya. Itzich, which is Chsiv Vahayu. Each one has the other positive they have to come to refute and balance, whatever, however you want to say, counterbalance. But mainly you have no raya. Zok, the Mishnah, we're up to Dach. Oh, that's good. I didn't do yesterday's yet. We're up to Zion. Yesterday was Zion. I know about Kessel, Tan, Shtekes, or Dosh, Shalputa, Fun, Shalputa, 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 my ex, well. With a vav, you should go even to Harlem. Huh? Okay, let's see. Hamisha Chumsh Kamoshenim. There are five. Oh, that's yesterday. Yeah, pretty good. I'll speak at the Yom Kippur today. Hamisha Kamoshenim. There are five things you must have a chaimish. Ha'echel Truma. A guy who is Chum is Shaggy, or Chum is Meiser. Chum is Meiser is that what the Levi is Mafish, right?
Which year? Beginning of the end of the year.
Yeah, look. You've been laughing. With Chum is Meiser Sheldamai. Chum is Meiser Sheldamai. That's the suffix. The chala, the bikurim, moisef chaymish. All that moisef. The poy the neter avoy. Oh, what's neter avoy? I hope you guys are here by the speech. Achloikus. Umaisef shenish loy, moisef chaymish. The poy the zekdeishoy, moisef chaymish. Hanem shal putim and hagdish, moisef chaymish. The agozes chaver shal putim and nishbelo, and he nishbelo that he's not chayim, and then he was moidil shaker. He was Maidus. He was Maidus. Then he's Chayv to return to Xelo and a Chomish. Double Shkoyach, Shkoyach, Shkoyach.